Quick overview on how you light Hanukkah candles. Basically, first of all, you have to purchase Hanukkah candles and you have to have a place to light them. I recommend you invest money and buy a nice Hanukkiah before you buy yourself a nice falafel or a nice baguette. Invest in having a nice Hanukkiah. Don't go using all these makeshift Hanukkiyot. This is a mitzvah, and like every mitzvah, you should beautify it. So go out and buy yourself a nice Hanukkiah. If you don't want to buy the glasses and the oil ones, you could buy a regular candle one. The only problem is that those candles light the exact minimum amount of time, which won't be good for you on a Friday when it has to light much longer than the minimum amount of time. So those Hanukkiyot are not going to be practical for Shabbos Hanukkah, for the Friday going into Shabbos. They're good for kids, but not for adults. I mean, they're good for adults on the other nights, provided that you light on time, but they're not good for adults on Shabbos Hanukkah. If they take those little candles. Those little candles don't usually light long enough for a Friday. For Friday when we light exceptionally early. So, how do we light Hanukkiah? If you buy yourself an oil Hanukkiah, so then you have to prepare it before candle lighting time, because if you wait the candle lighting time, you will miss candle lighting time while you are preparing the wicks and the oil, etc. You set up the Hanukkiah so that the mezuzah is on the right side of the door, right? When you enter the room. And the Hanukkiah is on the left side of the door, right? Yes, guys, you with me? Okay, we usually put it left of the doorway, meaning not in your way when you enter the room, but just left of the doorway. The Hanukkiah should not be placed on the floor, but at least 3 hand-widths high. So usually we put it on a chair or on a table. The maximum height is 20 amos, which I'm not worried that you'll hit. So you put it on a chair or something like that. Make sure you're lighting safely. If you're putting it on a chair, then put silver foil on the chair or put something that is not flammable. I've seen too many chairs burnt on Hanukkah. When you light the Hanukkiah, it has to be standing in a place where it won't blow out by people who pass by or by regular winds. And when you get ready to light, so we said, before candle lighting time, set up the candles. You light the Hanukkiah with the shamash. You have an extra flame with which you will light. Now, if you're lighting an oil lamp, so then you cannot light with that extra wick because the wicks will go out. So you're lighting with a candle. So you have to have a candle or two to light during the nights, or else you'll use matches. On the first night, you make 3 blessings. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav etzivanu ladlik ner shel Chanukah. Baruch atah Hashem lokeinu melech haolam she'asa nisim na'avoseinu bayamim ahem bazman hazeh. And Baruch Ata Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam Shechiyonu V'kiyimonu V'igiyonu L'zman Hazeh. Zman Hazeh is a reference to this general time, the 8 days on which you light the Hanukkah candles. When you start lighting, so you do not light the shamash first. The first candle or lamp that you light is the new lamp of that night. And you always add going left, right? And you add light from the left going right. So, let's make believe this is the doorway, right? Our doorway is here. We enter the house. On the right side is the mezuzah. On the left side is going to be the Hanukkah candles. Let's make believe my hand is the Hanukkah candles. So the leftmost candle is my pinky, right? So I'm going to light my... So I am going to light... the rightmost, my thumb. I'm going to light my pinky. And then I'm going to light the next one and go back to my pinky. And then I'm going to light the next one and go back, and then I go back to my pinky. I always light the new candle first.
You put them in the opposite.
How you put them in is irrelevant. How you put them into the Hanukkiah is irrelevant. But the way you light is always you're going to the right. You're always going, you start with the leftmost and you move right way. You with me? Makes no difference how you put them in. Don't know.
Rav Siegel said it this morning that you put them in from right to left and right to left.
So ask him.
You put it in
Ask him, I have no idea. That's not, I don't know anything about that. Okay, so you're going to be lighting from left to right. You light the newest candle first. You make the blessing, Lad Likner, Shosanisim, you light them, and then you say, Hane Rosa Lolu, Shonu Madlikim, Alanisim, Al Niflos, Al Chuos, Al Mechmos, Shasis, Lavsin, Baimim, Embas Manaze, Bimim, stand there with the Siddur. Bimim, Matisio, Ben Yochanan, Koen Gadoch, Hashmona, Yvonov, Shom, the Machas, Yovna, Shal, Amcha Israel, Ashkicham, Torzecha. Right, you guys, you'll say it enough years, you'll also know it by heart. And then, after you finish that, you sing the Moaz Tzur, and you should sit by and look at the lights a little bit, enjoy the lights. Obviously, you're not deriving benefit from them, but look into those lights and think of the war of the Chashmonam and try to picture in those lights the Beit HaMikdash, the relighting of the menorah, the Chashmonam winning the war. Take a minute or two to really look into those fire. And that's not a halacha, but it's what my Rebbe told me when I was in Pre-1A. And I've listened to him every year since then. And I have to tell you that makes Hanukkah so much more meaningful. And when you sing Moaz Tzur, it's worthwhile to have a Hebrew-English siddur so you understand what you're saying. Moaz Tzur, what does that mean? I mean, one after the other, you should understand the words, not just sing the song. But all that is not halacha. The basic halacha is that you light it. On the second night, you put in two. You start with the leftmost and go right. Again, on this night, you make two of the blessings. You do not make the blessing of Shehecheyanu. And so too, on every subsequent night, you add a candle and you light it. On Friday, make sure not to light close to sunset. Make sure to light before you light your Shabbos candles. Yeah, you guys all light Shabbos candles, right? You're all single. So if you don't light Shabbos candles, make sure the Machon is lighting for you. If you do light Shabbos candles, then I think you should light them in the lunchroom, where it is safe and where people will see it and where you will enjoy it during the meal. I don't know what the Machon policy is, but I would ban lighting Hanukkah candles in the dorms, but I don't think the Machon does. So find out what the Machon policy is, but make sure you light in a very, very safe fashion. Now, technically, when you are home, we say once the Hanukkah candles have been lit, you let them light as long as they light. Being that, in my humble opinion, having Hanukkah candles lit is a safety hazard, so I say fulfill your minimum requirement, and when a half hour has passed into Tzeis HaKochavim, go out and blow out your Hanukkah candles. Even though technically, halachically, you don't have to, and it's a nice thing to leave them lit because you're performing the mitzvah. People are out and about way into the night these days, so they'll see your Hanukkah candles. But being that practically the halacha really says you may put them out, and I am more concerned for human life than some performance of a mitzvah that's not really obligatory. You don't even have to do it. And I am very concerned because I've witnessed one too many fires almost every year that I was in Merkaz Arav, and people lit their Hanukkah candles in the dorm. There was a fire. Baruch Hashem, no one was killed and no one should be killed. But experience has taught me that the safety hazard is very real, even with mature adults. And that's why I would recommend that once you've hit that half hour past Tzeis HaKochavim, go out and blow out your candles. None of your business, anyone else's candles, because they might get upset at you. That's what I would definitely say. In your own homes, if you're not going out of the house, if you'll be around to see the candles lit, so leave them lit. If you're leaving the house, then blow out your candles as well. And I'm not telling you, halacha, that I don't perform myself, but I myself, when I leave the house, blow out the candles after the right amount of time has passed. On Matzei Shabbos, you make Havdalah, hopefully they make Havdalah in Shul, and you go home and you light your Hanukkah candles. If you're at home, then there are two opinions. I would recommend, as we discussed earlier, they make Havdalah first, because I'm worried you should forget Havdalah, so Hanukkah candles, I'm not worried you'll forget. So make Havdalah first, and then light your Hanukkah candles. Let's see, is there anything we didn't deal with? Yes, when you fill the lamp with oil, so have in mind that only a half hour's worth of oil is what you want for the mitzvah, because otherwise you run into the problem that the oil that remains has been set aside for a mitzvah and you can't use it for your own benefit. So every night you reuse last night's oil, you just add a little bit of oil. But on the last night you have 8 glasses filled with oil, what are you going to do with them? So have in mind that you only want it lit for a half hour. If the Hanukkah candles go out, provided that you lit them in a proper place where they should have stayed lit, you don't have to worry about it. You lit them, and they were supposed to stay lit. They didn't decide to listen to you, so it's not your problem. Provided that you lit them correctly. If you used last night's wick, and it was all charcoal, and there was nothing there to light, and when you lit it a second later, it went out, so then obviously that's not good. You have to light it in a fashion that it is reasonable to expect that it will remain lit for the amount of time to remain lit, which is a half hour into the night. If you did that and then it went out for something beyond your control, you don't have to worry about it. You want to relight it, it's a nice thing to do. Where do you light your Hanukkah candles? So we said next to the door to your room. Here in the dorm rooms, that seems to be what everyone's doing. I know in many yeshivas they do it in the lunchroom for safety reasons. And I don't know what Rav Bigun holds over here, but I definitely think that the yeshiva shouldn't be having some people doing this and some people doing that. It's not the way the halacha should run. Every person should ask, should verify what Rav Bigun holds you should do, and that's what you guys should do. This is Rav Bigun's yeshiva, and what he says is what you should do. Any questions pertaining to this? Yes?
If your candles only burn for 28 minutes, what do you do?
Ask your local Orthodox.
If you want, depending on whatever the, if there's a difference, if it's 29 minutes, it's okay.
Ask your rabbi, I don't know.
You're the rabbi.
I say invest in nicer candles.
So I'm asking you, should they be, should you get different candles and light again that night? And if so, do you use
I'll tell you,
Baraka?
Today that we spend more money on every nonsense in the street, I don't think there's any excuse for a person skimping and buying candles and then saying, well, they only last 26 minutes.
So
we don't skimp on anything else. When we go to this, when we buy pizza here on Thursday night for the last few months, people have been ordering toppings even though they cost another 15 shekel.
So I got a Hanukkah for 1 year because I have one that I've been using since I was 7, but it's at my mom's house. I'm not going to get it until May. So I'm going to use it next year, Bezrat Hashem, and all the years after that until Mashiach comes. But I got a cheap one that will only be good for a year and then it can be a kid's one.
The Chanukiah or the candles? The Chanukiah doesn't matter.
I got the candles right next to the Chanukiah.
No problem. I'll give you 20 shekel. Go out and buy yourself normal candles.
No, that's not the point. I can get bigger candles tomorrow.
Fine.
I'm asking the question if they burn out after 28 minutes. I'm not trying to...
No, so I'm telling you that today that we're so spoiled and we spend money on everything else.
No. So tomorrow there's going to be a bench right here or a table. I'll buy big candles.
Okay.
I'm asking you a separate question, not to defend myself, just to learn from my misdeed. But in the future, 20 years from now, the only kind of junky candles I can get.
I don't know the answer to that.
All right.
Sorry. Pertaining to this?